This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. All right, tonight I am going to bed with a woman who makes me view blowjobs and grapefruits in a whole other way. I'm talking about the beautiful, talented actress, comedian, Tiffany Haddish.
Hey, girl.
The other person I'm going to bed with is a woman who makes sure that we never leave the house ashy. I am talking about the queen of whoop ash, entrepreneur, Cherie Zambino. Hey, mama.
Oh, hey, darling. How you doing? Hey, Tiff.
Hey, Cherie. I got whooped on today for you. I got whooped on.
Oh, okay. Ladies, what is your drink of choice tonight? Tiffany, let's start with you.
So I got the coconut right here. You know, young coconut, because I keep the skin nice. Oh. That's what I'm drinking on my young coconut. And when I finish that, we follow that up with some vodka.
You actually have a whole coconut.
I like to drink living water. My water is living.
Oh, okay. Cherie, what is your drink of choice? Do you have a coconut in your hand too?
No, I got a little power to the pea. Peach Ciroc and a little grapefruit.
That's
and
nice. Lime. That's nice.
Oh, grapefruit.
I love grapefruit. Hello. I love grapefruit.
Hello. There are no coincidences. Listen. I am having some champagne. Ladies, let's toast to a fun time.
To a cheers. Fun time. Yes.
Cheers. Yes. So, Tiffany, we all loved you in Girls Trip. I want to know, have you ever had a Girls Trip that wild in real life?
Not that wild, because the Girls Trips that I went on, mostly we was all on a low budget.
Right. I get that, girl.
We were more hunting for people to
get
it.
Get a free meal wherever you can. Tiffany, I have to give you a compliment. You have been looking so good. I love the short hair. I love the clothes. You have been posting bathing suit shots that look good.
Thank you. You know, I've been trying to hold it.
What's your secret? What are you doing?
Living water. I've been drinking out of coconuts. I've been trying to exercise every day for at least 5 to 30 minutes. We try to sweat every day. Yeah, five. I mean, doing something. Okay. Get the heart going for something. Okay. If that's 5 minutes of sex,
got it.
Or 5 minutes of push-ups and jumping jacks, jump rope, something. Get it going.
Get it in. You know what's the number one most requested thing right now is butt massages.
Mm. I'm about that life.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I would let anybody massage my butt if they ask. I could go for a butt massage.
Anybody? Just a random
Okay, so twice a week I go to the beach and I run in the dry sand, okay? That right there, that causes a lot of booty ache, okay? That's a lot of booty aching. Now, somebody want to rub my butt for me. And they ask, and I feel comfortable with them. I'm going to let them do it.
You know what's interesting?
It's an act of service. What, Cherie?
Well, when you go to a masseuse here, they don't do that. But if you go to a masseuse, like, you know, overseas or out of the country, they absolutely rub them glutes.
Do they really?
Yes. Or you can even go here. But if you go to a Korean massage place,
right,
they're gonna be all over you.
Listen, the Korean places, I go there for a body scrub. They scrub places I didn't even know existed on my body.
I get those body scrubs too. I be feeling like I'm four again. Like, thanks, mom. Like, maybe raising your arm up. They get all in your armpit, all on the side. You know what I mean? You'd be like, yes, I'm four. Wash me.
Listen, but you got to stretch before you go to their places. They be having your legs up and your arms.
That's true. Like,
yes. Whoa. Hey.
That is true.
Yeah, but you be smooth and shiny afterwards, though. Smooth and shiny.
Smooth. So good.
Smooth with a V. Yes. Smooth.
That's right. Smooth. So you guys, we were all stuck in quarantine. And what's been happening is that men have been having less sex. But when they do have sex, they're having premature ejaculation. How do you guys feel about that? If a guy comes too quick, are you disappointed? Are you going to try to get him to go again? Like, what are you going to do if he comes too quick?
You asking me?
It depends on how good it is, right? If it's not... So, like, okay, I always say I'm sensitive. So I don't want you to be on top of me for no 45 minutes. I don't. But I mean, I do want a little more than 2 minutes. So somewhere in that 6-7 minute range, that's my sweet spot. But okay. It's all relative. I mean, it's all relative. For me, that's not premature. I like, come on now.
You got stuff to do.
So I can get mine. Well, I want to get mine. And I'm not going to get mine that way.
Yeah, see, I'm more of a like, take care of me first. Right? So like, whatever little foreplay, some, you know, tease me till I can't take it no more. Right. Then you get in there, you penetrate the force.
Yes.
Right. And then, you know, you get my spot's about 3 inches in. Don't go too far deep. Don't go too far. Get right up in there. I'm good to go. Okay. I'm good to go. You know, you get me going. It don't take much to get me going. Oh, I mean, I'm in my 40s now.
3 inches?
I'm 3 inches in. That's my spot is three. I know where my spot is. And I give a roadmap
to where
did you go 3 inches in and to the left. Get there, babe. Get there about 6, 7, 8 times.
Right?
I'm good.
Garcelle, you know where your G spot is?
I don't know where my G spot is. I'm trying to find it.
I'm gonna teach a class.
I don't even know.
You should. Ooh,
teach you how
please
to fight.
Teach a class.
How did you discover your G-spot?
A lot of lonely nights. A lot of lonely nights. No.
How'd you find it, Tiff?
Okay, so you know how they say, where they say, the Bible say know thyself. And I feel like it's really important to really know yourself. You know, I cut all my hair off to know what this is all looking like. And I went ahead, you know, I explored myself. To know where my spots is. So, because how can I be like depending on somebody telling some man, you got to do this, you got to get, you're not making me, when I can't do it for myself. If you can't do it for yourself, you can't expect nobody else to do it for you. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. That is really deep.
But I'm not that deep.
Deep is what we're talking
deep.
About.
Listen, 3 inches. Okay. So,
3 inches.
3 inches.
I'm 3 inches deep. You know? So
the rest of it is just a waste.
The rest of it is just, you know, that's just living space. That's just living space. You know, and let's be honest.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, man, in my 20s, I wish I would have known where my spot was in my 20s because I wouldn't have wasted so much time with these, you know, these old donkey D's. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Men with too much. They got too much. You'd be like, dang, I'm all toe up, all messed up.
Too much.
And I never felt good the whole time. I want to feel good. And it's usually right when it first starts, know, when the dude first get in, you'd be like, ooh, yeah, okay. And then he get to going all crazy, going too far, go too deep. Like, am I getting a pelvic exam? Is this you about to, you know, give me a hysterectomy? Are you about to gain?
Is this a pelvic?
Are you about to pull my cervix out? Like, what are you doing?
Infection.
Yeah, I'm not with it. Get to the, it's about 3 inches in, bruh. You doing all this extra shit.
It's about 3 inches. Okay, talking about in your 20s, do you guys, like, will you tell a man how many times you've been with other men? Like, Steve Harvey says you're not supposed to say more than a handful because you want to seem like you're pure.
Mm.
But, Tiffany, I've heard you say how many people you've slept with.
Look, I got a list, okay? I've been with some men.
You got a list?
Okay, I've been out here in these streets.
Okay.
I've been out
here.
And I got experience. Now, you want somebody that's inexperienced, you go to them. You go to the inexperienced one. You want somebody with some experience, knows her body, knows what she wants.
Come to us.
How she wants it. Save on time. Let's go.
Not save on time.
Save on time. You know, some men be cracking me up because they be like, they want you to tell them how you work, like how you get down, like how to make you feel good. But at the same time, there's other men that don't want the roadmap. They want to try to figure it out. They want to explore.
Yeah.
So then you got to lay clues right. for them and everything. Like, okay. And then I like to tell them after about.
See,
you
like
to lay
that.
The clues. Okay.
I do too.
I mean, I want to come. Somebody okay. Just, I want to see what you got. but we definitely
cut
want
to the
that.
Chase. We
but
definitely
see,
want that.
You might know something. You might do something that I've never experienced before, and that I might really, really like. So if I'm giving you, if I'm putting you in the box and say, "Hey, this is what I want. This is what I like," then I'm not allowing you to be creative and
no,
explore.
That's where you can play.
And then for me, like I said, I might discover.
You might discover right. something new.
That's what I'm saying. Because I can guide you. I don't want to have to give you the whole playbook. I want to be right. able to.
I don't
to guide,
got time.
You know what I mean? But
Sheree,
but
I don't got time. I'm busy. Sheree, I'm busy. Sheree,
she's like, I got
Tiffany,
stuff to do.
Busy.
I got people
all
to see.
Busy.
We
okay.
All busy.
And if we dealing with men with the premature ejaculation right now, okay, they got so much time.
So how long do you want to be in a bedroom for?
Yeah, how long do you want to be? Because I know you have things to do.
I want to be intimate for about 30 to 25 minutes. Okay? I want actual, get down, actual sex mm-hmm. for about 5 to 7. And then I want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep
Ooh.
For about 4 hours.
You rigid. You rigid, Tiffany.
I'm
you
not rigid
with it.
You,
yeah, I'm
you
guys
don't
okay with
throw that.
That
ass. You don't know what I'll be doing in 25 minutes. Rigging my ass. This, you, girl, my tongue.
They're happy to get the 5 minutes.
You, Richie.
I can't. Okay.
I got smooth
okay.
moves.
Listen, we're not going to mess with her. She
I'm
knows what she's doing.
Now. I'm a grown up.
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, Lord.
All right, guys, how do you feel about lingerie on men? Are you okay with this? Do you want your man in some
no
kind of
bueno.
Like... Man, no okay, bueno for me no. either.
Now,
don't
man
dress
lingerie,
up for me.
If you talk about some basketball shorts with no drawers on. We talking about some gray sweatpants, you know what I'm saying, with no drawers on.
I'm down
for
with
that.
That.
Now, but if he got on yeah. one of my 90s, if he wearing some of my Victoria's Secret,
yeah.
we got a problem. We got an issue.
Yeah.
And are we? And
oh,
are we
yes, okay. we do. Oh, that's
and
a problem.
And are we role playing here? And can I film this?
That's a problem. It ain't.
No,
cute.
That ain't cute.
Ain't
if you're wearing my lingerie, that ain't cute.
Yeah. No. Part of for me, what's attractive to me, and what's sexy to me is a man that is a man. Like he's confident, and he, you know what I mean. And not that you don't have to be confident to put on lingerie. Maybe you have to be really, really confident to put on lingerie. And be straight. But I kind of want yeah. that masculinity. I don't want to see my clothes no. on you. I think that would be a turnoff for me.
Okay, so so this was probably about my fourth boyfriend. Now, we did some role playing where I was, you know, I was the guy, okay? And he was the girl,
oh.
right? And he...
Strap on?
Did you?
No. Not that far.
Okay,
we didn't go that
okay,
far.
Okay.
We didn't go that far.
Okay.
But he wore like a tracksuit. Right, like a pink colored tracksuit.
Mm.
And he had on the tarantarans, yeah. the silky tarantarans. You know what I'm saying? They were man draws, but they were silky man draws.
Okay.
And so then Ooh. I came and I had dressed in like, okay. I had on a little jogging suit and I had on some boxers.
Wow.
And then, you know, I was coming at him and he was like, no. Okay. And the only reason we did that, because he said that I'm too aggressive. I was like, well, show me how I'm supposed to be acting then. So he was showing me how he wanted a woman to behave.
Ooh.
And I was showing him what I wanted a man to do for me.
Yes. I love it.
Once our clothes came off, then I was back the girl, he was back mm-hmm. the boy. Understand?
Yes. I commend you for not being offended by that. You know what I mean? For just being open and saying, okay, well, tell me, you know, what do you need, basically? Because I think that's what a good sex life mm-hmm. is.
Yes.
It's reciprocal.
Yes.
It's reciprocal.
Yes, Garcia. Yes.
Communicate. Exactly. And not be offended.
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click begin visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Okay. I have to say, Tiffany, I am so proud of you. I feel like you're in such a good place. I feel like for some reason you are owning your stuff. You know who you are. Like, I can feel it. Yes. So what is it? What happened to you?
I had a bat mitzvah and I think I became a woman. Oh. I grew up, you know, I started really reading about God. I really started building a relationship with God. And I feel like building that relationship with God, I built the relationship with myself. And I just treat everybody the way that I want to be treated. I think that's really important. Sometimes I'm not the best because sometimes I treat me kind of not good. But most of the time I treat me pretty good. So I expect that from others. And I give what I want to receive. And I'm a grown up.
I love it. I love the evolution. I really do. I think it's amazing. I think you're just in the right sweet spot.
Yes.
Cherie, how have you evolved since we've all been, you know, quarantined this last year and a half?
Well, I did what Tiffany did. I really feel like I'm recentered, you know, and I didn't realize how far away spiritually from God that I had gotten. But, you know, I mean, L.A., the entertainment circle, there's always something going on. There's always something to do. You got to go support this. You got to go support that. And what happens is you just get busy and you think that you're supposed to be busy.
Right.
But you're not being productive and you're losing yourself in the process. So I kind of realigned and kind of where Tiffany is, you know, I don't think you can be whole apart from your spirituality, from being spiritually connected. So,
and that's where the best orgasms come from.
And like a rebirth. Listen, I haven't been celibate.
It's been a dry spell. Like, I wouldn't choose to be celibate, but I am.
I mean, so when you celibate, that means you don't take care of yourself either?
You know,
good question.
That is a good question. Listen, I can take care of myself like nobody else can. Okay, period. This is what happens.
I do,
but I stopped even doing that. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because if I please myself, I don't want a man.
Oh no.
That's a lie.
That's not true. You better
get the devil up out of here.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
We don't have room for the devil.
Like you, Timon, like I can hit, when I tell you, I know my body. Now, internally, I don't know where my G-spot is, but you know, women, the beautiful thing about women is we can have two orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
We can have one in external.
Yes.
And then we can have that internal.
But there's actually three. There's three. You can really get three.
Oh, I don't know about
that
term.
What's the third?
I mean, I really feel like, four locations if you ask me.
Girl, well, where are you doing it? Tiffany, you're a mess.
I'm just being honest.
I don't forgot my point. Go ahead, Tiffany, because now it's like, I don't even care about me. I want to know about three and four.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me just say that Common is a very lucky man.
Listen.
He's a very tired man. He get woe out. You understand me?
I bet he
get woe out.
Okay.
Woe out. He about to put a tour together so he can get some rest. Yeah.
No, but I feel like he does need a rest. You guys, that Cherie, you can still please yourself and still want a man.
But
or have the man watch you while you're doing it.
Now I can do that. But for me, that's together. But for whatever reason, when I do that, I don't even desire, because I can get, that's what I was saying. I literally can hit that thing in about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And I ain't worn out. I ain't sweaty. I ain't tired. I'm not, you know,
it's not sex exercise.
You know that's when you're supposed to make wishes, Cherie. You know that's when you're supposed to make wishes, right?
Really? No one told me that.
Yes,
no
because one that's told when me that all either. Your chakras, that's when all your chakras is activated, right? And if you think about it, when you yes. are intimate, when you are being intimate, when you're having sex, you be like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And oh God be like, what's up? You call me? What's going on?
And then you're like, what and you don't say anything.
But, hello? What? You just called me like, to watch this? Want? Like, what you need? What's up? What's going on? And that's when you're supposed to make a wish. That's how I am where I'm at right now in life.
Wow.
I love it. You put some funny in that, but that is that has to be true because think about it. There
and when
is
you
no
with, when you with somebody else,
of...
yeah, when you with your man, it's even more powerful. Mm. I'm just saying, when there's oh. two or more,
touch the Bible says, "God touch hear you." Agree. Come on,
God
somebody.
Hear you on the one, but when it's two or more,
God is like, "Yes, Tiffany, what do you want?"
He's like, "You calling me again? Me what man. You need again?"
What you need?
You know what? I'm not going to say that I need sex. I'm going to say I need to make some wishes.
I need to make some wishes too.
That's what I be saying, baby. I need to make a wish.
I need to make a wish.
Tiffany, you're so bold. We're all very bold, independent women. When you're with your man, are you much more like girly and, or are you still...
I'm still like this. I'm still just like this.
Are you?
I'm just like this. And we laugh a lot. Like we just, it's a lot of laughing going on. We have a lot of fun.
Do you? Oh, that's really cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I love that. It seems like you both support each other really well. Mm-hmm. Wow. Guys, let's talk about Bumble because I know Cherie, you've been on Bumble. I've tried Bumble here and there. I get on Bumble, I get disappointed, I leave, and then I'll come back 6 months later. What's your experience with Bumble?
My experience was good.
Bumble makes me grumble.
It makes you grumble? I have fun on Bumble.
Bumble make me grumble.
Why does it make you grumble?
Why, Cherie?
Because you know what it is? I think that I have some old-fashioned, outdated kind of ways. So I think I like the fact that Bumble lets you choose. But now that mm-hmm. I choose you, I'd like you to pursue me.
I agree. And I agree. I'm old-fashioned like that too.
That doesn't happen. I think these guys are like, nah, you need to pursue.
Come to me.
You liked me, so come on with it.
Yeah.
And so we end up... I pick you, and you've picked me, and now what?
Nothing now you're supposed happens. To get in touch with them. Were it's you like on Bumble small, ever?
Yeah. Oh, I was on Bumble, and I felt like they was pursuing. You were. Yeah, I was on Bumble with the 2019, summer of 2019. I had fun. personally. Like, so when I was on Bumble, if I see a guy like, and I read his profile, then I like, okay, I'm gonna swipe on him. And then we match, right? When we match, I'll say something like, mm-hmm. wow, it looked like you a scientist. Do you know anything about chemistry? Or, wow, I see how you play That's with your dogs. Do you like going on long walks? Or, oh, I see, like, whatever I saw in the pictures or something in his bio. Oh, it says you're a chef. Right. What kind of meals do you like to put together? You know, stuff like that. Then I let them just
That's
take
genius.
It from there.
That's genius.
Let them talk about themselves. And then let them get to the point where they be like, is this really Tiffany Haddish? Yeah, this really Tiffany Haddish.
Right, right.
And then they like, man, well, can I take you out for a drink or something? I'll be like, for sure. Where we meeting at? I'm new to this city. And I was always doing it in different cities because, you know, I was a comedy stuff. So, yeah, I'm new to this city. Wherever
so
you
want
to take me, let's go. Like, so then I would meet them. They tell me where to be. I meet them there, right? Uber myself there, whatever. Then I'll hang out, have a drink. Oh, this one guy, he was so fine in New York. Oh, my God.
Mm, fine. Come on now.
Okay, fine.
All right. Let me
fine.
Him.
Fine.
And then he was like, we had drinks. And then he was like, would you like to go dance? And I was like, yes, let's go dancing. So we hit the dance floor, right? We go dancing. We hit the dance floor. It's going good. He started getting hot, right? And then that's when I realized he probably don't know how to wash clothes. Because, you know, when like maybe you leave something in a dryer, a little damp, or you leave it in the wash machine too long, then you put it in the dryer.
Yes.
Right? And then when you start to get hot, you start activating the mildew, and that messed it up.
Mildew.
I was like, he smelled like mildew.
Yeah.
Fine as hell, but smelled like mildew. He probably
nasty.
Got a moldy ass.
He nasty.
I can't do this.
Uh-uh.
But he was fine. But it's like always I would go on these dates or whatever and I would have a good time, eat good, drink, laugh. But it'd be like one thing.
One
and I'd be
thing.
Like, well, I can't do it.
Yeah. It's one thing.
But I had fun though. That's the thing. I think
Did
that's
you?
The key. I had a good time.
That's the key.
They always pay for the meals. They always pay. And I had a great time. And I think they had fun
See?
Too. So. And
you
that's
had,
what I went into it
well,
with.
Who wouldn't have fun with you?
Right.
There are some people. There are some people that would not have fun.
Oh, there. I love how you keep it real. I went out with a guy and at dinner, I realized there was something funky about his thumb, right? And all night long, I felt like his thumb started getting bigger and bigger. Like I couldn't unsee his thumb. It drove me crazy. I couldn't do it. I couldn't pass the thumb. Have you guys ever had somebody who had something that you can't get past? I mean, obviously the funkiness.
I had
for you.
A gummy and this guy that I was so into. And he started to talk. And as he talked, his hands got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it turned, I had a gummy. So it wasn't really happening.
Or was it? Was the veil of disillusion being removed? And was his hands getting bigger?
Perhaps.
He might have been an alien.
Oh.
It might have been God telling you he's handsy.
He's handsy. Okay, how about if you guys ever been hot and bothered, the guy takes down his pants and he's got like a teeny, teeny tiny.
But you
got
to remember, I'm 3 inches in. I like it.
Ah, oh, that's right.
I'm like, perfect. Guaranteed to hit my spot. He won't be going past the ghost spot. Okay? Bring that little thing over here. Let me play with that.
I like it.
I'm a medium type of girl. I like them medium.
Yeah. Okay?
Medium.
I'm medium too. I'm medium.
I'm medium too.
I don't want too
People
big.
Think I'm crazy, but I'm medium for sure. I don't need that big old thing. Nah, I don't need the girth to be the size of like, you know, a big old
Then your
burrito.
Cuckoo, you be walking around, you Absolutely. Leave from that situation like that. Girl, your coochie be like.
I can't with you.
Can somebody put Tiffany on a timeout? She's okay. on a timeout.
You done been with somebody big and then you be all swole up. Then the next day it feel like your coochie just wide open, like your
Listen.
Everything falling out.
Cause you know what'll happen? Sometimes the impact I've had, and my mom was so open. This is when I was younger, and I mean, I don't know what's happening. I'm having sex, and this guy was pounding me so hard that my lips swelled up. Has anybody had
yes,
that?
Yes, girl.
Looking like Rocky
yes.
Balboa.
Not Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, one time I was with my lips was purple. I'm like, how my lips get purple? They are was abused. I'm not with that. Talk about you
no,
gonna beat it up.
I don't want it beat up. Inches.
I don't want it beat up either. I want it to feel good.
Don't break my back.
Yeah, no.
Don't beat it up.
Yeah, I hear you say any.
If, be gentle, be kind.
Yeah, men
be
say
nice.
Anything like that to me, I'll be like, well, we could be friends. Girl, I'll beat that thing up. Yep, I'm not with abuse. No. I'm not trying to get no, I don't want cancer cells popping off. You know, I don't need no rapid healing that need to be happening. I don't want to be having to pray over it, you know, have to sit in vinegar and baking soda and tea tree oil to try to bring her back together. I don't want none of that.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. Nobody wants any of that. Tiffany, do you want to get married?
Yeah, I believe in marriage. I'll do it again. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
You would? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Is he open to it?
I have no idea. We just have fun.
You don't talk about it?
I mean, occasionally.
That's probably the right way to handle it.
Occasionally, you know, his friends will bring it up. We'll be around each other and his friends might bring it up and stuff. And they'd be like, what kind of ring would you want, Tiffany? And I'd be like, I want an apartment building. You want to marry me? Give me an apartment building. That is something
yes,
that increases with value.
Yes.
I want you to be like, will you marry me? And then open up an envelope with a deed in it. And I'll be like, yes.
Yes, girl.
And then we can get a ring afterwards. But
I couldn't agree with you more. Who initiates more sex, you or him?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, it's me.
love it. Like,
yeah, it's me.
I got wishes that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make big things happen. I got wishes to make.
Tiffany, how many times a week? Can I ask that?
Yes, go ahead.
That might be too, like, no, how many times a week?
It depends on the schedule. You know, it depends on, like, my schedule, his schedule. It's like...
But if you both are, like, what's your perfect? You don't have to tell me what you do, but what's your ideal?
Ideally for me is, like, 3 to 4 times a week would be ideal for me. Wow. But life doesn't always pan out. It doesn't always pan out that way.
Of course.
Sometimes it's 7 days a week, but I'm just playing.
Come on now.
Oh, okay.
I wish. Okay. Nah, but, you know, it's probably like once or twice a week because we busy. We busy. So.
Yeah, you're busy people doing things. There's a vagina name ceremony where you name your vagina. I want to know, what would you call your vagina, Cherie?
Anana.
Anana. I actually like that.
I like that, Anana.
Well, let me tell you what Anana means.
Okay.
It means gift from God.
Mm. Oh. In what language?
Greek.
Mm. Oh.
Anana.
Anana. I love it. Mine would be called Tightness Supreme.
Ooh.
Because it's been a while and she's a little tight. What would you call yours, Tiffany?
Mine is Tiffnicity.
Tiffnicity.
Tiffnasty if you're nasty.
Tiffnasty.
Ooh, I like it. Yes, Tiffnasty. I'm going to play a game with you guys. We're going to pick out names for other people. What do you think Angelina Jolie would be called, her vagina be called? I'm thinking Barracuda.
Patora.
Chatara.
What would Meryl Streep be called? Her vagina be called? Let me think. Gladys. That's so random.
I see it.
You better come on over here and kiss Gladys, boy. Gladys been thinking about you all night. You know what? Gladys is mad. You ain't paying her no attention.
Oh my God.
It gotta be something.
Jennifer Lopez's vagina, what would she be called?
Busy.
Woo!
Busy.
Busy. Girl. Okay, Oprah Winfrey's vagina. We're probably going to get lightning probably going to strike us right now.
Oprah Winfrey's vagina is called Scrooge McDuck.
What?
Because Scrooge McDuck got a lot of money.
Oh my God. I just can't. I cannot with you two.
It would have to be Ogina.
Ogina.
No.
Ogina.
Ogina. Like. Call it what she liked to call it. Vajayjay.
Vajayjay. That's true.
She calls it
Vajayjay. She does call it Vajayjay. Yeah. Ladies, I'm going to go to a Twitter question. @FullOfVair asks, how can I stop queefing during sex? Now, I didn't even know what queefing means.
What?
But it's when air comes out of your vagina.
Yeah.
Like like a...
It's when it bebops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you for the soundtrack.
It's when it takes a... When it breathes again. Breathes again. That's the breath of God right there. That's good for you. You need to queef. That's good for
make
you.
A wish.
You need to queef.
Queefing
is natural and
yes,
normal.
Yes, make a wish. Well, like queef.
It means you're relaxing. It's like taking a deep breath. It's good.
Exhaling, honey.
It's good.
Exhaling.
Your coochie been waiting to exhale for a long time. Let it breathe. Let it do what it do.
Let it breathe. Let it go like Frozen. Hilarious. This is my favorite part of the podcast is where you get to shine a light on someone who's made you laugh, who's inspired you, and we call it going to bed with. So Tiffany Haddish, who would you like to go to bed with?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
I'm going to go with Prince.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. You can never go wrong with Prince.
It's me and him, and we're going to be making beautiful music.
Exactly. I love me some Prince, too.
And I'm going to piggyback off of you, because I didn't even think anybody who has transitioned. I would say Maya Angelou, because she tapped in. You know what I mean? Like, she knew something that most people didn't know. Mm-hmm. She did the work.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to go to bed with Taraji P. Henson, because I just love what she's doing. I think she is a badass. I think she's a girl's girl, which I approve of. I think anytime we can support one another, it is nothing but good.
Okay, I might sneak up.
So
in
I want to go to bed.
In the foot of the bed at that party. I might sneak in the bed. I might come by. What y'all doing?
Yes, come in there.
What y'all doing?
Okay. I love it. Tiffany, let me know, what do you want people to know? What do you want to promote? Where can they follow you?
I would want people to know that every Friday night, you can see me on TBS at 7:30 on a new show that I'm hosting called Friday Night Vibes. It's basically a talk show. So I'd love to invite both you ladies to the show as well. We'll be shooting it all through the summer.
Absolutely.
And we're premiering, we're presenting Black movies by Black creatives.
Yes.
And we're talking about the movies, our experiences, and what's going on in the world. And you can find me on Instagram at Tiffany Haddish, Twitter at Tiffany Haddish. Everywhere is Tiffany Haddish. Oh, yeah, Tuca and Birdie is my cartoon that's out now on Adult Swim. It comes on Sunday nights. Oh, and also, it's really funny animated adult anime. It's not for the kids. Oh, but if you want something for your kids, then there's Wednesday nights, Kids Say the Darndest Things. You guys can watch that as
Girl,
a family
cute.
Together.
That's
you
so cute.
Are killing
Wednesday
it.
Nights.
Killing
and
it.
And then if you just feel like getting up and going out to the movies or whatever, I have a movie out in theaters now called Here Today, starring Billy Crystal and myself. But I think it's going to be on TV and streaming, on DVD and streaming in June, at the end of June. So, yeah.
Awesome. Can I ask you, how is Billy Crystal? Because I've loved him for so long.
When I tell you, he is one of the most amazing people I have ever met. He is the uncle I always wanted and needed. He keeps me grounded, gave me guidance. He's taught me a lot. I think he made me a better actress and performer. And I'm just so glad God put him in my life.
Well, I am so happy for you with everything you got going
Thank
on.
You.
I am your champion all the time.
Thank you.
Cherie, what do you want us to know?
Whoopash.
Okay.
And I want you to know that this can work on penises.
Oh.
Yes. Because what happens is men are ashy. And I wouldn't have known that, but I've
There's
I've
ashy
heard.
Penises out there?
Yes, there's what? A lot of ashy penises yes. out here. Them penises be dry.
Yeah. I had a friend told me, like, I put it on my whole body. And I was like, I didn't even know. So, yeah, this is,
but
this
wait
is
a minute,
penis
but wait.
Body butter.
Okay, but wait, if he put that inside of you, is that going to give you mess up my pH balance?
Oh. I don't think it will, but this is what I would say.
Okay.
I would say he should put this on in the morning after he showers and he's, moisturizing himself. And by the time he gets to you,
it should have sucked
it will in. Have absorbed. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I love
it. But is it all natural products?
Yes, it is.
Okay, but then it shouldn't mess up the pH balance then.
It shouldn't mess up the pH balance. It shouldn't mess it up. So when he comes to you with these 3 shiny inches, it's on and popping. You can follow me.
Good one. Good one. Good
Come
one.
Come on now. So whoopash.com. And then I'm Cherie Zampino all across all social media platforms.
I love that. Ladies, thank you so
thank you.
Much.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at GarcelleB. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube.
Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer, Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.